Chapter 29, Visitors from Babylon See the Wrong Things. In the midst of his prosperous reign, King Hezekiah was suddenly stricken with a malady beyond the power of man to help. His last hope seemed removed when Isaiah appeared with the message, "Thus saith the Lord, set thine house in order, for thou shalt die, and not live." The outlook seemed dark, yet the king could still pray. So Hezekiah turned his face to the wall, and prayed unto the Lord, saying, "I beseech thee, O Lord, remember now how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight." And Hezekiah wept sore. The dying ruler had served God faithfully and strengthened the confidence of the people in their supreme ruler. Like David, he could now plead, "Let my prayer come before thee, incline thine ear unto my cry, for my soul is full of troubles. Forsake me not when my strength faileth. O God, forsake me not, until I have showed thy strength unto this generation, and thy power to everyone that is to come." Afore Isaiah was gone out into the middle court, the word of the Lord came to him, saying, "Turn again, and tell Hezekiah the captain of my people, Thus saith the Lord, the God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer, I have seen thy tears, behold, I will heal thee, on the third day thou shalt go up unto the house of the Lord. And I will add unto thy days 15 years, and I will deliver thee in this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria, and I will defend this city for mine own sake, and for my servant David's sake." Directing that a lump of figs be laid on the diseased part, Isaiah delivered the message of mercy. Hezekiah pleaded for some sign that the message was from heaven. "What shall be the sign that the Lord will heal me, and that I shall go up into the house of the Lord the third day? This sign shalt thou have from the Lord," the prophet answered, "that the Lord will do the thing that he hath spoken. Shall the shadow go forward 10 degrees, or go back 10 degrees? It is a light thing," Hezekiah replied, "for the shadow to go down 10 degrees, nay, but let the shadow return backward 10 degrees. Only by the interposition of God could the shadow on the sundial be made to turn back 10 degrees. Accordingly, the prophet cried unto the Lord, and he brought the shadow 10 degrees backward, by which it had gone down in the dial of Ahaz. Restored to strength, Hezekiah vowed to spend his remaining days in willing service to the King of Kings. "I said, in the noontide of my days I must depart. But thou hast held back my life from the pit of destruction, for thou hast cast all my sins behind thy back. We will sing to stringed instruments, all the days of our life, at the house of the Lord." RSV. In the fertile valleys of the Tigris and the Euphrates dwelt an ancient race which was destined to rule the world. Among its people were wise men who gave attention to astronomy. They noticed the shadow on the sundial turn back 10 degrees. When King Merodach-Baladan learned that this miracle was a sign to the king of Judah that the God of heaven had granted him a new lease of life, he sent ambassadors to Hezekiah to congratulate him and to learn, if possible, more of the God who was able to perform so great a wonder. The visit of these messengers gave Hezekiah an opportunity to extol the living God, the upholder of all created things, through whose favor his own life had been spared when all other hope had fled. What momentous transformations might have taken place had these seekers after truth been led to the living God.